Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning. Listen, as you can see, the title, God has timing for everything. And when I say everything, I literally mean everything. Why? Because he created everything. I get a lot of questions about how long does it take? How long does it, you know, was it for you to come back? How long did it take for God to work on you? How long? For me, I would have preferred for it to be quickly, like instantly. But in a timing period, and if we understand seasons and we understand, you know, the parable of, you know, the harvest, when you literally having to dig up some ground, if you ever seen a farmer and the process of doing what they're doing, what they need to do for their crop to grow, for them to actually see some progress or actually see a product, there's a lot of tilling. There's a lot of hard ground that has to be tilled, and sometimes if you got a lot of acres, you know, that's not just done in a minute or a day. And just think about in the old days when they just had oxes to just plow the ground, and now, you know, because in society where we are now, they got combines that can, you know, do it in a couple of hours or a week or so. It depends on how many acres you have. And so when God started talking to me about his timing, I was like, God, because the past couple of days, and my wife asked me, "Babe, what is it that you want me to be praying for?" And I told her that, you know, I don't want to be anxious for anything. I don't want to hurry God. I don't want to stress God like I'm stressing God. But that's my thought, because if I get into a worry place or I get into an anxiety place, I don't want to make bad decisions. I want to operate in a spirit of wisdom and understanding when it comes to God's timing. I want to be synchronized with him. I don't want to be offbeat. I don't want to be in a place where I'm going to make a mistake because I was anxious or it seems to be good, because the enemy will bring things to you that seems to be good, and then all of a sudden it blows up in your face and it's like, okay, that wasn't a good decision. And so God starts talking to me about his timing. He said, "I got a timing for everything, Gerald. Everything under the sun, I have a timing for it. I'll bring the people in front of you when you're ready. I'll deliver you out of this process when you're ready. I'll bring you into this new season when you're ready." There's things that we have to realize that we gotta prepare and to be ready for the timing of God. It's not that you don't get ready, be ready. You know what I mean? It's like preparing yourself. You looking at a situation and you asking about a time. How long I gotta be like this? How long I gotta deal with this? What if it's this to this place right here? When you ask this question, how long do I have to do this? How long is this gonna be? What if the answer is until you stop having that in your heart? To that stop being your motive of why you doing things. I was like, dang, God, that's kind of strong, man. That's kind of strong, it's like me trying to manipulate God and trying to fast forward time and get something, but if I get it, I'm not going to be prepared for it. So as I'm going through something, I'm literally going through something so that I got a better understanding, or I done put in some work. I understand the work that it's going to take to stay in where I am. When I'm talking about my deliverance, man, it was work to come out of pornography. It was work to come out of masturbation. It was work to come out of the drugs. It was work to come out of the alcohol. It was work, and it's still work. It's not like I don't still have to work. I have to work at this thing. The enemy ain't trying to, the enemy is not trying to just, "Oh, you okay now?" Man, I dull, but this is a liar. Man, he ain't trying to do that. And so I got to stay in the timing. Okay, God, what season am I in? What's my timing now? You know, I need you into this place. I need you to stay on track. I need you to stay in this in your declarations. Don't fall off of them. Don't fall off of them. Because in that place, God gives me something different. He gives me a different strength for a different time and season that I'm in. Because in Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says the time of God is everything. It's just talking about the seasons of God. It says there's a season and a time, a appointed time for everything and a timing for every delight and event or purpose under the sun. That covers it all. That covers it all. Your delight, when you worried about when you're going to get your delight, that means this is, it's a process that we're going through that you get to timing. You look at the clock. It's always timing. It's day before it gets to night. It's night before it gets to day. You're talking about weeks. You're talking about it goes from Sunday to Saturday. You're talking about years. You're talking about January to February. You're talking about seasons, winter, summer, fall, spring. You're talking about it's seasons. It's timing. God has, and it's under the sun. It's everything that we use. But society will have you sitting here saying, why can't I have it this way? Why can't I do it? Why do I have to do this? Why do it have to be this? Why are you letting this person do this? I'm not this. I'm not that. Man, you're a child of God if you are a child of God. So you have to check that. You have to check, where are you in God? Where's your relationship with God? Because when God starts talking about this timing, I was like, dang. Dang, and now I understood why all week long, man, I've been anxious. I'm like, okay, I gotta get this done, or I gotta get this done, or we got a boot camp coming, we got this stuff coming up, I gotta make sure of this, I gotta move this. My mind was like never resting, and so I felt like I was sleeping, but I was waking up extremely tired. I was waking up like I was like, oh my God, I mean, did I even go to sleep? And if you ask my wife, did I go to sleep? Oh, she was hearing me snoring, so she was assuming that I was asleep. But God started showing her some stuff, and because she prays for me at night, she lays hands on me at night, she understood the season that God was bringing me into and that he was unraveling some stuff, because there's layers of my deliverance. There's things that I've suppressed. There's things that I forgot about, things that I haven't really and truly dealt with, but God brought me into a season, and I'm in a season of more strength. I'm in a season of more wisdom. I'm in a season of more understanding. And so here's what the enemy does. He tries to bring anxiety to me. He tries to bring anxiousness, worry into me. Why? Because that keeps me unrest. And if I'm unrest, I can't really focus on what God is saying, what timing God is shifting me into, because he's trying to distract me. See, your situations are constantly trying to distract you. Every time you say why, every time you say when, every time you say all of these things that goes against the I yield to God, or I'm a servant of God, or God, you have your way, or God, I just want your perfect will. If it's going against all of that, and you trying to rush God to do something, you trying to manipulate God to do something, it's not going to work. You find yourself in a situation for years. I understand that. Believe you me, I stayed in these devices for a very long time, because I was trying to manipulate God. And then when it wasn't working, I got mad at God. Man, leave me alone. Stop talking to me. I don't need you to talk to me. But here I was in this place. This was a timing that God had me in, that I had to come to that realization that I need him more than I needed myself. I needed him more than I needed anything. I needed him more than I needed the drugs. I needed him more than I needed the pornography. I needed him more than I needed the lust. I needed him more than I needed the drugs. All of these things that I was dealing with, I needed him more than I needed him. So I was in a season of just, okay, I'm going to let him sit here for a little while. I ain't going to never leave him. I'm not forsaking him, but I'm going to let him sit here until he realizes who he really needs. Man, that took me a very long time. So listen, I pray that y'all get this faster than I had to get it. I pray that you get it faster than I had to get it. I'm trying to tell you, when you start leaning and relying on your own self, I tell myself, I don't even trust yourself. I don't trust you. Why? Because I know what you did. I know what leaning on my own understanding does to me. I know what it does. It'll make me go against God. It'll make me go against what God has planned for me. It'll make me go against everything that was imparted into me, everything that my mama prayed over me, every prophetic word that's been spoken over me. It'll make me go against it. It'll make me go against the timing of God. Come on now. Listen. Today, we're going to understand. We got to sharpen our discerners, man, so we understand the timing of God. We understand what season we in. We understand what God is trying to do in these seasons. Here's the situation. Sometimes that stuff gets so hard. Sometimes that's God tells you something, and it just seems so far right or left or up or down that you just don't even understand. How in the world? Listen, how you saying to yourself, how in the world I'm going to get to this place? Let me tell you something. 10, 12 years ago, I felt that same way. How in the world how you gonna show me something and I ain't got no way of getting there? And back then, God was talking about it's all about timing. I ain't even understand the timing of God. I forgot all about that scripture. I didn't even know what that scripture was. Wasn't planning on looking it up until I went walking this morning, and God says, I need you to find the timing. I need you to go look up the timing. I'm like, okay. Timing of God, because what? You've been anxious all week long. You've been anxious, and the enemy he's trying to take you back to an old place, and I'm trying to bring you into a new season of authority, a new season of wisdom, a new season of grace, a new season. There's a new season that is coming upon me, and that the enemy has been trying to distract me. What season have you guys been trying to get you into? And some of your own words have been causing you not to transition into your season or the timing that God has for you. And you missing windows, you missing opportunities, you missing deadlines, you missing things. And listen, when you start missing them in the natural, you better know you've been missing them in the spiritual realm too. If you missing deadlines in the natural, and you supposed to be doing something and you just miss it, I promise you, you missing that same thing. You missing something in the spirit realm also, because it just manifested in the natural. And so when you start seeing it, when you start seeing yourself in the timing of God, operate in that place. Be strategic. God is like, I need my children at this time to be strategic. I'm showing you how to be strategic. I'm showing you how to, listen, he will show you. If you just ask, God, I want the timing of God. And listen, and don't go, because you don't see it tomorrow, or you don't see it next week, or you don't even see it next month, you got to say, okay, God, I'm going through this process. I'm going in this process. Whatever this process may be, I'm going to go through it. And I ain't going to go through it by myself. I ain't going to go through it in my own understanding. I ain't going to go through it in my own self-will. I'm not going to walk it in that way. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to lean, rely, and trust in you in everything that I do. That's the place where I had to get to. I had to get to a place of surrender. And I got to that place of surrender. And now when I sit there and when I wake up, I'm like, God, orchestrate my steps. Order my steps. You say the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. I have to look at myself in the mirror and say, okay, what's not right in me? What's causing my timing to be off? Because if you get in a car and your timing off in your car start not working properly. So when you start seeing things not working properly in your life, you got to find out what's off. You got to find out what things are clogging up the flow. What is clogging up the discernment? What is clogging up the favor in your life? What is clogging up your obedience? You know what I'm saying? We have to be willing to actually look at these things, because if you're not going to operate in the timing of God, you're going to miss a whole lot of stuff. You're going to miss a whole lot of stuff. And I'm praying that you don't miss anything. You don't miss anything. I've missed, when I tell you, I just want to cry right now, because I realize how much I missed in that decade of not being in the timing of God, not being in a place with God. I'm telling you, when I sit here and I think about it right now, I just hurt. I just hurt what I missed for my kids, what I missed for my marriage, what I missed for my life, what I missed for my destiny and purpose, what I missed. And now I'm sitting here like, God, will I ever be able to get it back? Will I ever be able to get it back? Now that hurts. Now when I sit here and think about it, this is being transparent right now because I'm feeling something totally different. I'm feeling something totally different about missing God's timing, about missing the timing of God. Listen, don't miss this thing. Listen, please, please, please. Don't miss the timing of God. I'm serious. I know God said he'll restore. But will he restore everything? Everything that I miss? Because I think about a farmer. I go back to the farmer. I'm like, if he didn't plant, if he didn't do it at the right time, he didn't do it in the right season, what would his life look like when the harvest time is supposed to come? He don't have any product. Now, how does that affect? It affects his family. It affects his livelihood. It affects everything. Everything. And what if because he didn't do it and he did it in the wrong timing, and so now the ground is being messed up. So now it's taking time for his product to grow for the next season, but it ain't growing the way it's supposed to grow. It's not growing and you're not getting all of it. Come on, y'all. I'm just saying, man. There's a time for everything. Everything. Stop rushing God. So God, I apologize for being anxious. I apologize for saying how long. I apologize. And I'm asking God you forgive me. I mean, this is a hurtful place right now. Like, hurtful place right now. Because I'm really and truly thinking about what I missed. Where my life could be right now. How much further I could be. How much further my marriage could be. How much further my family could be. How much further I could be in God. Man, y'all. I'm having my own moment. I'm being real with y'all. I'm having my moment. Don't get me wrong. I'm so thankful for what God has done for me and what he's continually doing for me. And I'm good. But I sit back and I think. And I thought about it, but I really didn't think about it in a heartfelt way. And right now, I'm having that heartfelt moment. That heartfelt moment. And my God, the timing of God. The timing of God. Come on, y'all. The timing of God. So now, the devil ain't gonna, I'm not allowing him to use anxiousness, worriness, me opening my mouth saying, why God, how long God, why? When you keep saying why and then God give you an answer why and you don't like it, then you fall into disobedience because you ain't gonna do it. Here, that's the situation. And then you'll find yourself, how many of us got disobedience that has knocked us off the timing of God? Because God asked you to do something at a certain time and you didn't do it. And then all of a sudden now you're trying to get a good result or the same result, the result that God wanted to give you, you can't get it because why? You off, your timing was off. God told you to be quiet, but you really wanted to talk. You really wanted to run your mouth. And all of a sudden now the timing is off and then the situation is went left. I'm just saying, God is strategic. He's always been strategic. That's why he gave us these times. That's why he gave us seasons. God has always been that way. He ain't changing. He is not a man that he should lie. If God said he's going to do something, he will do it. But understand that there's a requirement for you to actually get that thing. So let me tell you something. If you missing, the timing of God, or you're not even paying attention to God's timing, because God is constantly doing stuff. He is constantly moving on your behalf. He is constantly bringing us into new places and new things. He's shifting us into new seasons. He's shifting us into new territories. He's always shifting us. He's never wanted us to be stagnant. He's never wanted us to be sitting in the same place. He's asking for us to move. So I don't understand. I do understand how you can get lost and not operating in the timing of God. So I'm going to ask that you seek God's timing. Ask God what season you're in. So your season might be rest, but you're trying to be busy. But God said, I just need you to rest right now. You know why he's needing you to rest right now? Because when your season comes out of the rest, the busyness will overwhelm you, and then you won't be ready for the busyness, the activity, or what, and the strength that you need, and all that you need for that season that you're going into. And so if he says it's a time for you to work, it's not a time for you to sit back. It's not a time for you to be lazy. It ain't a time for you to be slothful. It's a time for you to put in some work. So when you're looking at your situation and your situation getting hard, and you talking about how long, God is talking about you in your season of work. I'm trying to work something in you. I'm trying to work something out of you. I'm trying to work something through you. God is always trying to work. And so as he prepares you to work, you got to be at a place, huh? Come on now. You got to be at a place that you are willing to say, okay, I'm a vessel, God. Go ahead and use me. Go ahead and give me every strength that I need. Give me the wisdom that I need. Give me the understanding that I need to operate in this timing, to operate in this season, because I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to let you down. That's where I am now. I don't want to let God down anymore. No, I don't want to let God down. I don't need to ask God why. If he told me to do something, I just want to do it. If you're a parent and your kid, you tell your kid to do something, and you turn around and your kid say, why I got to do that? You're going to snap. You talking back? So God is like, I just need you to do it. I have a plan for you. He's always had a plan. And in that plan, there's timing in that plan. There's a time for every single thing that he has for you, from your kid, from you being a kid to you being an adult, for the things that needs to go inside of you, for the people that he puts in your life. It's people in your life for a season. And you've been holding on to these same people that's not helping you. They're not helping you. You've been in the same group, but it ain't helping you. Your situation still looks the same, and you wondering why it ain't happening. It ain't working. But you comfortable with this place, and God says, it's time to leave. It's time to separate. Man, you know what the hardest thing for me was? It's when God said, I'm going to put you away from people, places, and things, and then not allow you to see no one. It's like I'm going to place you in a valley. But in that place, he was purifying me. In that place, he was delivering me. In that place, he was giving me strength. In that place, he was giving me wisdom. He was allowing me to see me. He was allowing me to see how the enemy has infiltrated me and caused me to do crazy and do stupid stuff. But then there came a season when he said, okay, you ready? I'm going to send you back home. I'm going to let you go home. Because you're strong enough now. You understand where I've come from. You understand what I've been asking you to do. Come on, y'all. Man, these places aren't... These. When God just... He wants to separate you for a reason. It's not a punishment. It's not a punishment. God is trying to get you into a new place. He's trying to get you into a new season. He's trying to get you into something different. I'm telling you, he's trying to get you to something different. I feel the weight of this. It's so many people that's been just asking why do I have to do this? Why do I have to do this? It's not a why. It's just a must. You must do it. Because he asked you to. He created you. He formed you. He knows more than you know. And when we think we know more than God, we are in error. We're lost. And I know the meaning of being lost. I know that place. I know the place of hopelessness. I know the place of helplessness. I know the place of just unbelief, doubt, all of it. It ain't gonna happen for me, God. It won't happen. Oh, I'm hopeless. I'm helpless. I'm a victim. But God said there's a timing when you're gonna come out of that too. He already knew you was gonna go into it. But he said there's a time for strength. There's a time when you have to lean, rely, and trust in me. That as you go through it, your faith goes to another level, your belief goes to another level, and your hope goes to another level. Then you walk in a supernatural strength that goes beyond your understanding. I'm not telling you something that somebody had to tell me. I'm telling you something that I have to live every single day of my life. I watch my family. I watch my wife. I watch my children. I watch myself. I'm in a season of just new things. And it takes another level of strength. It takes another level of wisdom. It takes another level of understanding. It's always going to take. It's just God is always trying to go from level to level and glory to glory. And so I'm not trying to sit still. I'm not trying to sit back in the old place. I'm not trying to sit back in the same old thing. It's a new time and a new season for you, for me, and for all, and for everybody. So let's shift into this season. Let's seek God for the wisdom that we need to get into this new place. Let's seek God. Don't say why anymore. Let's take the why out of our vocabulary when we're talking to God. Or when we were talking about something that God wants us to do. If he wants us to do it, it's not a why. It's a must. I must do it. I must do it. I don't want to let God down. That's my whole motive. I don't want to let God down. You know how long I let God down? You know how disappointing I feel about that? I feel so disappointed about that. Every time I think about it, how long I stood out there, how long I did all those things, how long God has been trying to get my attention. But thank God he got my attention. Thank God I got a praying wife. Thank God I had a praying mother. Thank God. So, I know this is a little emotional. I wasn't planning on being this play, but God just really started touching me. And I understand. I really understand. And I pray that you understand or you get an understanding of God's timing. Because there's a time for every single thing. So God is getting ready. He's getting ready to bring you into a new place. As soon as you stop saying why and say it's a must, watch God. Watch God. Because that's a play of surrender. That's a place of I'm just a vessel to be used. It ain't about my situation. It ain't about my circumstances. It ain't about anything. It's about I'm just going to do what God asked me to do. Period. Drop the mic. Nothing else to be said. And then watch God do the rest. He's doing stuff that you've been trying to do for 30 years, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years, whatever. Well, however long you've been doing it, God is going to do it quicker, faster, and a whole lot better than you could possibly do it. So I want you to be blessed, and I pray that this message bless you, because I've got another level of deliverance, especially with my anxiousness and anxiety, because I won't. And I've been telling myself that, you know what I mean? I tell myself over and over, I won't be anxious for nothing. Now, anxiety, no, you're not going to have me. Depression, you're not going to have me, because I understand where those things take me into, and that's not going to take me that route. So I'm operating in God's wisdom and understanding. All right. I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministry, and I pray that this nugget blesses you, stretches you, and takes you into a new place. And I pray that you have taken the why when God speaks to you out of your vocabulary, and say there's a must of doing exactly what God has asked you to do. All right, y'all be blessed, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies, with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music, for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.